Own church, I was the head of the building committee. Anyway, I sit there and.
Why would you have to change out the whole fixture? Why would you have to?
For LED, yeah, they don't.
They're not.
You can't just swap out the bulbs in these, usually in these high lamp areas.
Is that right?
Yeah, maybe, you might get lucky, but that's what we found out is that they were just a little too specific to, get the correct light throw for the distance. That they, it just wasn't a matter of changing up the light, the lamps like you do in your kitchen.
So do we have to call like a, lighting specialist to come in and tell us how to replace it? To get the, throw right?
Yeah, but I'll give you a name for one of the LED guys. And I think they may, I don't know if they'll charge for that. They might just come out and tell you what they can do and not do.
Okay.
You know, and, but it's, an issue. I feel your pain. Except, wait, I can do you one better. We, at the very highest peak over, the, altar area, we put in a huge pipe organ with trumpets. Okay? The trumpets came later. Who knew that trumpets went out 6 and 8 feet? So even with the lift, we can't get there. So whose idea was that? Those dang choirs are small. They're always those musicians. Yeah.
One of our suggestions has been to build the pulpit area out further to make it more of a bigger stage, so we could get more, a bigger type of entertainment going on in here if we wanted to. And so we would, build that out further. That would take away some of the rows, but yeah. But we're not filling this church to capacity right now, so.
You know, there's scaffolding systems, there's custom builds that you put those in and modulars,
right.
And then you move them out and put the pews back in. You know, it's a, little tricky and kind of expensive to get done, but it gives you a lot more flexibility.
Right.
I know people are always clamoring for performance space.
Right.
And the kids, I don't know if they have a place to.
We do entertain some musical groups.
Some concert,
here,
yeah,
concert groups come in.
So. Bands and yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. All right, let's go look at your.
Troubling. What we have is the shoebox.
Oh, that's right. Those middle kids, they always are. Can we get there? Can we go down this hallway?
Are we not to?
Yeah,
we haven't done this hallway.
The sound system is in there.
Yeah, nice wide halls. I love this.
Oh, that's new. Wonder where that came from. That ugly rocker.
The glider.
Oh.
Moms love those gliders.
Yeah, but they don't belong in that room. Yeah. I hate those stealth donations. This is the choir robe room when they store their sheet music.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah, I do have a small, if you want to see that. We call the sacristy, it's from them.
Oh, okay.
It's a case called sacristy.
Not really, yeah.
My church is a Catholic coffee room.
And behind the pulpit area is a big storage.
Yeah, there's a closet in there.
Okay.
Closet behind there.
Yeah,
yeah, we use these as our choir room. A little small. Could use some bigger space for this.
Okay. All right.
Behind the chancel.
What do they use that for? Instruments?
Candle holders, banners that are out of season.
Okay.
Set pieces, you name it, they get stashed in there. Fake flower arrangements.
Okay. Yeah.